So I'm joined in the studio by writer Jacqueline Carpenter, who's here to talk about her trilogy of books. So it's lovely to meet you.
Good morning, Michelle. Lovely to meet you too.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes. Well, I was born in Kent, but I moved to Averley in Essex when I was 4 months old because my dad got a job in Fords at Dagenham. I had the most wonderful childhood there. Brilliant life, loved, met loads of lovely people. And then I moved to Billericay probably 20 years ago now. I lived in Chafford Hundred in between. I love Essex. Excellent Essex, love it.
and you were saying you got to live in Spain for a good couple of years.
Yes,
well.
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah. 5 years I've been living in Spain, which is where I wrote my trilogy, which was a wonderful adventure. I loved every minute of it, but I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
Lovely.
And bringing the weather with you.
Yeah.
So when did you first discover the writing bug? Is this something you did from being a young child, or is it something later?
Not at all. I didn't start writing until I moved to Spain. I did used to like English at school, but I before I wrote my trilogy, I hadn't written a story since I was 16 at school. When I was going to Spain, everyone said to me, what are you going to do all day when you're living in Spain? And I thought, I don't know, what am I going to do? Because you can't sunbathe all day. So I made this list. I think I put on it, learn how to salsa dance, learn how to speak Spanish, learn how to cook fabulous recipes, write a book. I just put ideas down that would keep me occupied. And I started writing, and I just couldn't stop, and I absolutely loved it.
Do you think it was the atmosphere out there, or because you felt more relaxed? Is it, George, you think you would have written something if you'd have been in the UK?
It was probably because I had the time, and so once I started, I sort of went into the imaginary world. I thought I was part of the family that I'd created, you know. And even when I wasn't writing, if I was laying on the beach, I'd be imagining how one of my characters would feel while something was happening. I just sort of went into like another world, but I loved it.
Do you think, I've spoken to sort of musicians and writers about this, and this is my new thing of asking, but do you feel that book came from you, or do you feel that it came through you? Do you feel that you just got this from somewhere else, that it just came from somewhere else through you onto the page, or do you feel it was already in you, if you see what
That's
I mean?
That's a really interesting question. It may have come because when my nan died, I felt sad because she used to tell me hilarious stories about how tough life was in the East End during World War II and things like that. And I thought, it's so sad that my children and any future grandchildren I have are not going to remember those stories, which is why I started to write it in the first place, because I thought I'd just write down a couple of her funny tales and my children can read them to their children later in life. Because she was such a strong woman as well, and I wanted my children to know that. And I think that's how it started. So it may be my nan telling me what to write.
Maybe she always wanted to write that book. So you've got the trilogy. Tell us about the first book that you wrote and the characters.
Yes. Well, the first book is about Louisa. She's the main character. And she's 15 at the beginning. And the year is 1937. Just 2 years before World War II breaks out. And there's unrest in Europe. And she's having a lovely family life in Bermondsey, London. Each book is a decade in her life and her family's and her quirky friends, what happens to them all, and just going through their journey of life with them. Yes.
So the first one's called Louisa.
Louisa, yes.
And did you know a Louisa?
That's my nan.
Yeah.
Well, in my nan's case, they was all so poor, but I don't think they realised it. And neighbours, the community, because they didn't have email or mobile phones, you couldn't go anywhere, you know, women didn't drive. They all made friends and just made their own entertainment at home. And I think human nature is you want to be happy. You don't want to be depressed and sad all the time. So you just make the most of any opportunity you can to laugh, entertain each other.
Now, it moves on to your second book.
Yes.
Which, as you said, is 10 years. This next book is called Joan. So
yes.
Does Joan take the more of the central sort of story from Louisa?
It starts 5 years after Louisa, so it's the same characters, and it's the next journey of their lives without giving away too much. But it's the fabulous 50s. So Britain was celebrating, they was rebuilding, they was really proud of themselves, and it's a new beginning for everyone. Yeah, so they was very happy and they didn't have to be scared anymore or worried or rebuilding their lives. Yeah, so.
And then you move forward to Nancy, and is, yes, Nancy the daughter or granddaughter? Is she a daughter of Louisa?
I'm not going to say. Oh. You've got to read it to find out.
Yeah, don't give too much away. And this one is set, again, all these decades, they were really, I mean, you can go from the 90s to like where we are now in the 2020s. And really, they're not like these times, because there was such a difference between being in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yes.
There was a massive change, and also about teenagers in the 60s.
Yes.
Because in,
yeah,
the 50s you were seen and not heard, and then suddenly, yeah, in the 60s, teenagers had their fashion, and,
yeah,
they could go out and date, and they never could have done that.
They had
earlier.
So much freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, when this book is set?
Yes, it starts in the 1960s, the swinging 60s. Yeah. So each book was just so interesting, because I read lots of, I've researched lots, and I just found it fascinating. I love all the clothes, the music, the way of life, just everyday life, what they ate, how they lived, how much things were. Yeah, it was really interesting to do. Yeah.
And it's about a family and life, and it's got loves,
yes,
and laughs and,
yes,
sadness.
Yes.
And you've got a lot of fans. I mean, on Amazon, you've got fantastic reviews, lots and lots and lots of fantastic reviews.
Oh,
for the book. And
thank you.
You've also got massive amounts of fans.
Oh, no,
so
they're so lovely. They're lovely. I get messages nearly every day, photographs from all around the world. I just absolutely love it. I love, love, love it. Really makes me smile. People sending me pictures of them with their book, or just send me a picture of the book, or they're on holiday or whatever, or just in their sitting room with their slippers on. I love them. I love them. They're really nice and appreciative and grateful. And I love, it's really heartwarming. I just wrote as if I was talking, so I'm not sure what my style is, but I just wrote it as if I was talking to a 15-year-old granddaughter, because I wanted her to know what life was like, yeah, for her ancestors.
Yeah.
So.
And everybody said that. They said if you buy the first book, you'll buy the other two, because you want to be part of this family. You want,
oh,
to see what's happened.
Yeah, I get so many comments about them. People say that they feel like they know them, that,
yeah,
they've met them.